Does anyone have a cast? Anyone have a good prescription to Norcos or a nice opioid painkiller? If so, ESPN, they're going to need you to step up and volunteer. Because yesterday morning on Woke Take, Stephen A. Smith was patting himself on the back so hard, I think he damn near broke his arm. These people never cease to amaze me. The studio in New York City, or wherever the hell they're filming Woke Take nowadays, the studio is not big enough for the ego of Stephen A. Smith. This dude really believes he is so influential that he impacts coaching hires in the NBA. For the last year, Stephen A. has told anybody who would listen about the epidemic. Not the COVID epidemic or pandemic, whatever you call it. That's not the problem Stephen A. Smith has been talking about. He has ranted endlessly about the supposed bias against black coaches in the NBA. Remember last month when he actually went off on NBA players for not standing up for black coaches? Stephen A.'s blamed everybody, players, owners, the media. Never mind the fact that back in 2013, there were 14 black head coaches in the NBA, basically half the league. But no. Stephen A., he doesn't bring that up. That doesn't fit his agenda. This past season, there were 7 black head coaches in the NBA. That was it. And that wasn't enough. There's a bias in this league against black people. I go back to the same point that I've made I don't know how many times. I never hear white players or members of the woke media complain about the fact that there's hardly any white people in the NBA. If you were to look at the demographics of the NBA through a woke racial lens, you would automatically think that the league is racist against white people. In 2021, white people made up 17% of the players in the NBA. Black people, 74%. The NBA has something against white people. No. Black people are just better basketball players. How many white superstars have there been in the history of the NBA? Larry Bird? Steve Nash? We have Luka Doncic now? I mean, there really haven't been very many. That doesn't mean there's a bias. There's some major conspiracy in the NBA against white people. It means the best athletes, the best basketball players happen to be African American. That's it. It's as simple as that. Teams and coaches, they don't care about the race of a player. They care about one thing. Can he help us win? It's the same when it comes to teams hiring a head coach. Let me tell you the reason Stephen A. Smith was busting a nut all over Woke Take yesterday morning. There were 8 head coaching vacancies in the NBA this summer. Out of those 8, 7 were filled by black coaches. According to Stephen A. Smith, he and he alone is responsible for this revolution in the NBA. Ain't nobody pushed this issue more than me. I'm the reason these black coaches are being given this opportunity. I'm that damn important. I'm that damn influential. People listen to me. I drive a Dodge Stratus. That last remark's a throwback to 1990 Saturday Night Live. Some of you guys might know what I'm talking about. Classic Will Ferrell sketch. But let's get back to Stephen A. Smith. Using his logic, 7 NBA teams, their owners, general managers, have spent the last year watching First Take. They have listened intently to Stephen A. They threw out their normal hiring procedures and hired their next head coach based on race and race alone. Does that make any sense to you? You mean I'm supposed to believe these people running teams worth hundreds of millions of dollars where the only goal is to win basketball games based their coaching hire on race, all because Stephen A. Smith complained about it? Get the hell out of here. I don't believe that. This is another ridiculous statement from possibly the biggest narcissist in sports media. One of Stephen A.'s biggest talking points when white guys get hired, besides the fact that they're only hired because of white privilege, is their inexperience. He complained about the Warriors hiring Steve Kerr, complained about the Nets hiring Steve Nash. Steve Nash was given this job because of white privilege. That's the only way to explain how an inexperienced coach is given a job coaching a veteran team. Stephen A. Smith's always complaining that white guys are given premier jobs in the NBA, and black head coaches are sent to dumps. First of all, the majority of your team's hiring head coaches are hiring them in the first place because they're losing. They suck. It's rare for a coach, especially an inexperienced coach, to be given their first job coaching a championship-level team. It just rarely happens. That normally only happens if a coach retires, or in the case of the Brooklyn Nets, the players recommend him. It's funny, though. I haven't heard Stephen A. Smith complain about the Blazers hiring Chauncey Billups. Did they give him the job because of black privilege? Chauncey Billups doesn't have any coaching experience. He spent 1 year as an assistant with the Clippers. That's it. The Blazers are a veteran team. They're in the playoffs every year. They have two premier guards. If Chauncey Billups were white, Stephen A. Smith would say he got the job due to his white privilege. So why does it not work both ways? Because his entire argument's based on a lie. And Stephen A. Smith knows this. He knows NBA teams are not hiring coaches based on their race. He can't tell you that, though, because ESPN's paying him $12 million a year to promote an agenda. Adam Silver was encouraged by the number of black head coaches hired this offseason. He said the NBA is moving in the right direction. He referenced the Coaches Equality Initiative. Like that had anything to do with this. Maybe it did. I don't know. Maybe it didn't. When leagues have done things like this in the past, it hasn't worked. Look at the Rooney Rule in the NFL. Been an abject failure. The Rooney Rule required teams to interview one black head coach. The intention behind doing it was noble, but intentions don't always work in the real world. For starters, you can't regulate behavior. Teams are going to hire who they want to hire. But two, like I keep saying, teams are going to hire the coach they feel best fits their culture and can help them win. I'm a fan of the Pelicans. You guys know that. I don't give a damn what the race of the coach is. I just want the team to start winning games for a change. Gail Benson, she don't care either. She just wants someone who can teach this young team how to win. Now, I think Willie Green is a good hire. Not because he's black, but because I think he has the potential to be a great coach. The NBA now has 13 black head coaches, which is great. That's great. The reason they have 13 black head coaches has nothing to do with Stephen A. Smith. The Washington Wizards, they didn't hire Wes Unseld Jr. because he was black. The Blazers didn't hire Chauncey Billups because he was black or because Stephen A. Smith whined about it. They hired him because they felt they were the best coach for their organization. It just blows my mind how we continue to make everything about race. And I shouldn't say we. I should say they keep making everything about race. Stephen A. Smith can live in this delusional world if he wants. Let him think that he made some kind of positive impact on the NBA. Watch. The NFL's going to be next. I think there's only three, maybe four black head coaches in the NFL right now. NFL season's right around the corner. I guarantee you, at some point over the next couple of months, we are going to get a Stephen A. rant on the NFL not having enough African-American head coaches. This after the fact that he led the charge in getting Anthony Lynn fired by the Chargers last season. That is, if you believe Stephen A. Smith has any influence over teams hiring and firing their coaches. Anyway, we got a lot more to get to today, so let's go ahead and close this out. Time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Stephen A. Smith taking credit for the influx of black head coaches in the NBA. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.